This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday. My name is Scott, along with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Yes. And we're just glad to have you with us today. Mm-hmm. Today is hump day, and so you're almost through the week.
You are.
Yeah, but we pray today's podcast gives you some encouragement.
When you're in your relationships in your life, do you offer help or is it interference? What does that mean?
What's the difference?
Well, you tell us.
Well, the difference for me is that when I offer help, I am genuinely, hopefully coming from a place of sincerity, of motivation, where I really and truly want to help someone because they need it, as opposed to interfering with someone who is capable of helping themselves but is not. And a lot of times when that happens, I find myself getting involved, really trying to be their savior when I'm not. And that gives me the opportunity to stop thinking about how full my plate is, and that way I can avoid clearing my plate and getting over here and helping someone and feeling better about myself by interfering with really what God is trying to do in their life. If I have to get out of the way, He's got some things that He wants to do really in both of our lives, but in this particular instance, in the life of someone else who I cannot help.
Yeah.
And the more I try, I'm only interfering and frustrating God's grace and what He wants to do for them.
And it does divert the focus off of our own problems or things we're going through, like what you said.
Well, it's easier.
Yeah. It's easier to judge somebody else or get in their business than taking care of our own.
That's right. It's the hard work of change.
It is. But, you know, I've seen, you know, in my life, you know, whenever I've done that, not only am I showing a lack of faith to the people that I'm interfering with.
In their ability to make a good decision.
Right. I'm interfering with myself.
Well, and not trusting God.
Right. And not trusting yourself. You know, in essence, you know, by not trusting God, you're not trusting yourself either. Because you're not, you know, you're not giving Him the power. And you're not saying, God, you can handle this. And so it kind of demeans yourself, you know, in so many ways. And so when we just have the faith in other people and leave it up to God, then we can really focus on ourselves, you know. And that's what I, over these years, you know, especially since I've been saved, it's just a lack of trust. You know, it shows. I really don't want to show a lack of trust to people that I know by interfering and try. You know, I'll pray for them. You know, and we should pray for each other.
Well, Isaiah 50:10 says, "Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God." Now, that's for all of us. But in this particular instance, we're not allowing someone's relationship with God to take root, to grow, and let them see Him move in their life as long as we keep coming in and doing it for them and being their Savior. That's not our role. We don't know what's best for them. Like we always say, we don't even know what's best for us. So we can think that we're helping when really we're just interfering and stunning their growth by going on in and jumping in and just let me do it. Just let me do it for them. They've got a pattern here of making wrong choices and wrong decisions.
Right.
When instead of looking at ourselves going, and maybe this would be an opportunity for them to turn to God.
Right.
If I will stop trying to play God in their life.
Well, I know an example with my two sons, you know, years ago when I was saved and they weren't, I didn't interfere with their thought process. I didn't, you know, hound them that, hey, you need to give your life to Christ and, you know, you need to do it now. And, you know, I just let them go through the process, You know, I had enough faith in God, and I had enough faith in my sons to know that eventually they would come around. And sure enough, they did, but they did it on their own accord. Okay? They did it on their own ability. I had nothing to do with it, except maybe be an example to them. Mm-hmm. You know?
And when we do interfere instead of helping, the message that we're sending to the individual is not healthy for them. It also have an, it gives them a chance to go, wow, you know, I really can't make a decision. And making a decision, whether it's wrong or right, is still better than doing nothing at all, because someone came and did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not good either, because it doesn't ever give them the ability to grow from, even if it is a lack of confidence. It's better to make some decision, even if it's wrong, than to do nothing at all.
That's right.
But you know, again, it's easier. Why should I do this? They're going to come do it for me.
That's right.
Can't think on them for themselves.
And we can't worry about, you know, if they make mistakes or if they falter or something, you know. The main thing is that they're trying. And that's what our God looks at. You know, he looks at, are they trying to do better? You know what I mean? And what's a shame is when people don't try at all. Mm-hmm. You know, making a mistake is not a bad thing. Okay? Because it means you're trying. At least you're trying.
If we're not making mistakes, we're dead.
That's right.
That means you're no longer alive.
That's right.
And I have learned that I would much rather be helping someone and coming from a place where I'm motivated out of love, as opposed to selfishness, meaning, well, I'll just go over there and get involved in this again so I don't have to start going over there and facing my own problems. That whole motivation of helping and interfering is wrong anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
Nobody wins in that. I have had to pull back and work on me so that I can start helping someone come out of a place of love and being genuinely wanting to help them, as opposed to just avoiding looking at my own stuff.
That's right.
And then when I stopped doing that, everybody grew.
That's right. And so, you know, God really is awesome.
All the time.
And he's big enough for all of us.
He's large and in charge.
That's right. We all can rely on God. Now, don't get us wrong. Are we saying not to help people? Of course not. And we're not even suggesting that. What we're saying is let them grow personally in their own relationship with Christ. Let them rely on God. Don't enable people. Able people. Let me say it one more time. Don't enable them, but able them. You know, give them the ability to know that, you know what? I can do this. And then they'll start realizing it's because of God that's given them the ability. So the first step, I think, Teresa, and really coming to grips with this is giving your life to Jesus. You know, giving your life to Christ.
He's the true helper. And he doesn't... He's not an interferer either.
No, he's not.
He is a God that is, again, I always say, the best parent in the world. And a good parent will let us learn from our own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And offer help when asked and not interfere to stunt our growth. Because if he interferes before we're ready, it's not going to do any good.
That's right.
It won't stick. I've said that before. I'll say it again. God's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on us. He'll help when he's asked.
Yeah.
And he'll stand back, not leave us or forsake us, but stand back and say, one day that child of mine will grow up. Mm-hmm. I'll still be here, still love them, but, you know, they'll just have to figure some of this stuff out on their own, because I don't want to enable them.
That's right. He gives us a choice.
Yes, he does.
And he gives us a choice also to interfere or to help. Well, I vote for help.
Mm-hmm. Right. Me too.
And I definitely vote against interference. So you know what? Giving your life to Christ will get you on this road.
And if you look at the word interference, part mm-hmm. of that end of that word is fear.
That's right.
and false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
When we interfere with someone's life, it's because we are fearing mm-hmm. something.
Exactly right. We're fearing something in our own lives. So we're going, I'll forget about that for a minute. And I go help so-and-so.
But that's the beauty about giving your life.
I go to concentrate on their problems.
When you give your life to Christ, the fear no longer has to be an issue.
That's right, because you confess all that's in your life that you fear. You know, you confess it all to a loving God.
Who will move towards you.
That's right.
As we always say, the more you tell him, the more he moves in.
And every podcast we have, we never want to leave without giving you the opportunity, if you don't know Jesus, to give your life to him. Or if you have known Jesus and you walked away because of some situation or whatever it may be, this is your day to begin again. So, honey, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for everyone who's been listening to this podcast. Lord Jesus, I ask for everyone who doesn't know you or has walked away from you to come to you today by praying this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be Lord of my life. I need you, Savior. You tell me that if I ask you to forgive me of my sins, you'll do so by hanging on the cross. And by doing so, you have forgiven my sins because I'm asking you right now, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Be Lord of my life. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, that's what I call beginning again. You know? Mm-hmm. That's some awesome stuff. And
if let us
you,
know.
Yeah, if you have, you know, email us at
info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
If you're right on the verge and you just need a little bit of a push, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you anyway.
That's right. Let us know if you did or if you need a little push. Mm-hmm. We don't want to interfere, but we certainly love to help.
And we want to help. So make it a point today to offer help and not interference. And we look so forward to talking to you again tomorrow. So until then,
begin living it up
while beginning again today.
That's right.